is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro and Associates for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We got the answers.
Good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And as we celebrate in 2023, the 25th anniversary of our publication, The Immigrant's Journal, I am nostalgic. I am looking at 25 years of working for our humble community of immigrants. We are from all corners of the globe. We are different shades, scattered globally, and basically we all have the same goal when we come to America. We want to make our lives better. We want to earn more income so that we could help ourselves and the families that we left behind in those different corners of the globe. We are black, we are Latino, we have different languages, but we come all here for the same purpose. Now, the welcome to America, it varies. What does welcome to America mean, and who are welcome to America, and what is our plight here? How are we treated? And if we look at the different type of workers that we contribute to America, we need to understand what those workers' experiences are. One of the areas that we work in is as hotel workers, whether it be in the north, the south, the east, the west, we clean hotel rooms. And cleaning hotel rooms is no easy task. They are dirty. People with more wealth stay in those rooms. In fact, the rooms that we clean, we may not even be able to afford to stay in those rooms, except obviously if we are cleaning it. A couple years ago, many Jamaicans that came to the South had a lawsuit against those hotels that were stealing their wages. Imagine that. You are a hotel worker from another country. You're here on the H-2B visa. Some of us, imagine, who came here without inspection, working undocumented in these hotels. So what they did was they gave us a number of rooms to clean within 8 hours. That wouldn't take 8 hours, but will take at least 16 hours. So half our wages were gone because, hey, it's not physically possible to clean these hotel rooms in 8 hours. It required 16 hours. And since the pandemic, where a lot of these workers were not working, obviously because hotels were shut down, a lot of these workers, black, Latino, Asian, they have been exploited. And what does exploitation mean? Again, given a task to do in 8 hours that requires 16 hours. Sometimes the equipment that we have is not modern, so it takes even longer. And these workers work very, very hard. And the money that they get goes back to their home countries, Jamaica, the number one foreign currency earner, remittances. Mexico, over $22 billion a year. And the list goes on, the countries that we come from, that we send money to. In fact, we have a saying that a lot of us have barrel children back home. What does that mean? Those children depend on the barrels that we stuff with food and clothing and other things for them to survive overseas. Sometimes entire villages in other country where our children live depend on the remittances for good economic activity. And the countries need that foreign currency to purchase goods, food, services from other countries. Because that's how you pay for goods and services in a country using U.S. dollars reserves. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So for these workers, we need to obviously get them legalized. We need to have unions that could protect them. We need nonprofit organizations that will help them with basic services like learning how to speak English, whether they're from Haiti, which is close to us, or Latino countries. We have to think about those people who are thinking about them. And the Immigrants Journal, our main publication for a quarter century that the law firm of Figueroa & Associates support, has been that vehicle. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.